朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
最让人受不了的
the worst
最可笑的
most lovable one is,
就是有人以为自己的神学最纯正，
and some people think that their own theology is the most pure,
自己最属灵，
that he is most spiritual.
当你有这样的认为的时候，
when you have such kind of thinking,
你就是保罗在这里讲的不要变成Kenodosius.
And this is what Paul is describing here. Do not become Kenodosius.
当然我们在座很多人认为，哎呀，你讲的这个跟我都没关系呀。
Of course, many people here can think that whatever you're saying now has nothing to do with me.
那我再举几个例子。
Let me cite a few more examples.
我的目的就是希望每个人都知道这个，我们个个都有份。
My goal is to let you understand that every one of us has something like that.
我看过很多做妈妈的。
I have seen many mothers.
因为她是 Kenodosius.
Because they are Kenodosius.
但是呢，她知道自己实在没有什么东西可以比别人厉害。
But because they realize that they don't have anything that they can be better than the other people.
所以他就把他一切的努力放在怎么样教育他的孩子。
So therefore she puts all their efforts into how to educate the children.
他要他的孩子成为他的夸耀。
So she wants her children to become her boasting.
这就是为什么今天到处都有一群极为愚蠢的父母，不要让儿女输在起跑线上，却让儿女输了一辈子。
That is why there's a group of foolish parents now that everywhere that they try to make their children do not losing on the starting point, but they lose in the whole life.
我看过一些做丈夫的。
I've seen some husbands.
对他的妻子做的饭菜有意见。
They have opinions about the cooking of their wives.
对他的妻子照顾孩子的方式有意见。
They have opinions also about the way their wives look after.
反正他就觉得妻子做的不够好。
In any case, it's just that he feels that anything that the wife does is not good.
以至于他就觉得他可以发脾气。
So therefore, he feels that he's entitled to lose his temper.
冷战、热战都可以。
Cold war or a war that's fighting in heat.
这种人就是因为他是一个 Kenodosius 的人。
This is the case because this kind of people is a Kenodosius.
因为他觉得他很了不起。
Because he feels that he's so great.
他了不起，伟大到一个地步，他的妻子就是应该无怨无悔的为他做牛做马。
Because he feels that he's so great to the point that when he feels that his wife, without any regrets or comments, should be.
他完全忘记了。
He totally forgot.
一个做丈夫的
，a husband，
最重要的是
，the most important thing，
就是无条件的爱你的妻子
，is to love your wife unconditionally，
并且要为你的妻子舍命
，and also to deny give up your life for your wife。
那当然，我也见过有一些妻子
，but of course I've also seen some wives，
充满着埋怨和苦读。
Full of complaints and bitterness.
什么丈夫不体贴啦
？My husband is not gentle and considerate enough.
丈夫不会讲话啦
？He doesn't know how to speak properly.
丈夫不理解她啦
？But the husband doesn't understand her.
怎么说都是丈夫不好。
Whatever the case, it's just the husband's fault.
其实她是一个 Kenodosius.
In actuality, she is a Kenodosius.
一个 Kenodosius 的人自己没有安全感。
A Kenodosius type of person has no sense of security.
没有自尊。
No self-dignity.
没有真实的荣耀。
No true glory.
所以他一直在乎别人怎么来肯定他。
That is why all the time she's caring about how the people will recognized and confirmed to her.
当一个人被别人批评的时候
When a person is being criticized by other people,
愤怒反击是 kinodosis.
Anger and attack is kinodosis.
找借口也是 kinodosis.
Finding excuses is also the kinodosis type.
一个人生气发飙是 kinodosis.
When a person is angry, he's also kinodosis.
一个人闭着嘴冷战也是 kinodosis.
When a person is closing his lips and fight in cold war is kinodosis as well.
喜欢和别人争到底是 kinodosis.
Liking to argue and fight to the end with other people is
kinodosis. 逃避冲突也是 kinodosis.
Escape and conflicts is also kinodosis.
这些例子就是告诉我们
These examples are all telling us
在我们的肉体里面
In our flesh,
无论我们是骄傲还是自卑
regardless whether we are proud or we are self-pitying,
都让我们成为一个非常不快乐的人
will cause us to be a very unhappy person.
一个 kinodosis 的人
a person of kinodosis type,
他一直关注的焦点就是自己
The focal point that he would be paying attention to be will be himself.
别人怎么看他
Oh, how other people view him
会要了他的命
will cost him his life.
但是非常奇怪的
But the amazing thing is
这样的人他们从来不会想到别人的感受是如何
This kind of person never will imagine or think of how other people's feelings will be.
讲了这么多
After saying so many things,
我相信你明白一件事。
I believe that you understand one thing.
如果你跟我是活在一个 kinodosis 的这个光景里面
If you and I are living under the condition of kinodosis,
我们不会有好的人际关系。
We will not have a good human relationship.
没有人受得了我们。
Nobody can stand us.
因为 kinodosis,
Because kinodosis
是人际关系的头号杀手
Because the first number one killer of the human relationship
甚至于有人说
And even someone would say
是唯一的杀手
It's the only killer
根据保罗
According to Paul
当我们成为 kinodosis 的时候
When we become kinodosis,
我们就有可能做两件事情。
It's very possible that we will do two things.
这两件事情中文的翻译里面都讲到彼此互相。
And all these in Chinese will say that to, for each other, one another.
在希腊文里面是一个字。
In Hebrew, there's only one word.
One another.
One another.
是一个字啊。
It's one word.
虽然英文是两个字，但希腊文是一个字。
Although in English it's two words, but actually in Hebrews it's one word.
彼此。
One another.
互相。
One another.
弟兄姐妹，你知道一个非常特殊的事情吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you realize one very special thing?
这个彼此啊。
One another.
很有影响力的。
There's a great influence.Like、
一个骄傲的人呢、
啊、A proud person,
他很快的就发现别人的骄傲。
Because very soon you discover the other people is proud.
你跟一个骄傲的人在一起就把你里面的骄傲引出来。
Because when you're dealing with a proud person, it will lead out your own pride.
这是一个非常可怕的事情。
This is a very horrible thing.
彼此。
One another.
触怒
When you stir each other to anger,
英文翻作 provoke,
provoke in English,
是彼此
to one another.
你惹我生气
you stir me up to be provoke me to anger.
我一定会惹你生气
I would definitely provoke you to be angry.
用不同的方法
with different ways.
你嫉妒我
if you're jealous of me.
其实就会让我去嫉妒你有的一些我没有的东西。
Then will cause me to be jealous of what you have and I don't have.
那这对我们是一个很大的挑战。
And this towards us is a very great challenge.
当别人对我们生气的时候
，When other people are angry towards us.
当别人惹我们生气的时候
，When other people cause us or provoke us to be angry.
我们是什么反应
？What is our reaction?
是彼此呢
？Is it one another?
还是你气我不气
？Or if you although you're angry, I am not.
是你用肉体。我用圣灵。
You using the flesh, but I am in the Holy Spirit.
还是你用肉体，我用更大的肉体。
Or is it that you use your flesh, I will use greater flesh?
这是值得我们思想的。
This is worthy of our reflecting on it.
那我们来看看这个触怒这个字。
And let's look at this, the word provoking.
这个字在新约圣经里面，就用的次数好像只有这一次。
And in the New Testament, it seems that to be used only once here.
它的意思很特别的。
And the meaning is very special.
它什么意思呢
？What does it mean then?
是我找一个人过来。
That is, I find someone.
然后我就挑衅他。
Then I try to
怎么样？敢不敢比
？So what happened?
你以为你很厉害
？Are you really good?
告诉我，比你厉害多了。
But I'm better than you are.
你不相信，我们来试试看。
If you don't believe me, let's try.
我在做什么事
？What am I doing?
我在触怒。
I'm provoking him.
这个是这个字的意思。
This is the meaning.
他不一定会生气啊。
But he may not necessarily be angry.
你知道，你看过很多武侠片，有人去挑逗另外一个，另外人不生气的。
Now you see when you look at these martial arts.
这不生气，很高兴的时候，你要比啊，好，你送死啊，来啊，就一招就把你毙掉了，对吧
？You try to stir them up.
他一点都不生气嘛，对不对？所以触怒不一定是让人家生气啊。
Provoking may not necessarily cause other people to.
触怒是去挑衅。
Provoking is just to try and stir them up.
他的目的是什么呢
？What is the purpose?
他为什么会这么做呢
？Why is he doing that?
是因为这个人是 Kenodosius.
Because this person is a Kenodosius.
所以他对自己有一个幻想。
So therefore he has a kind of imagination.
他觉得他很厉害。
He thinks that he's good, really.
他觉得他很重要
He's powerful and important.
所以他要证明给别人看
Therefore, he wants to prove to other people.
所以有的时候这个字也可以翻译作炫耀
This word can sometimes be translated into like showing off.
有人告诉我最近很多人都问说 你有没有收到新秋的第一杯奶茶你们都跟不上时代啊
！So some people ask me whether you have received.
因为有人就很喜欢在朋友圈，炫耀一下。
Some people want to show off in this friend.
我男朋友送了我一个5.20的奶茶。
Oh, my boyfriend has given me a 5.5.
那5.20就是我爱你嘛，对吧？
5.2 meaning I love you.
他做梦也没有想到这个叫做触怒。
Little did they realize this is called provoking.
你知道为什么
？Do you know why?
因为就有朋友开始回。
Because
你有没有收到新秋的第一部车啊
？So then some people ask you, some people ask you whether you
你有没有收到新秋的第一栋房子啊
？The first building.First
house? 那至于有人就是回答说，你有没有收到520、1314啊
？Oh, did you receive the 5 to 0?
还是1413？我也搞不清楚。意思是什么
？What does that mean?
炫耀。
You're showing off.
带出别人更大的炫耀。
Bring out greater showing off from other people.
你知道大部分骄傲的人呢
？You know most proud people.
他都不知道为什么别人那么讨厌他。
They didn't realize why people dislike them so much.
更可怜的是
，The worst thing is，
有一些人蠢到一个地步，人家讨厌他，他还不知道。
Some people are so foolish that they don't even know that other people dislike them.
他以为很多人很欣赏他了。
And they thought that other people will really admire them or like them.
因为触怒。
Because to provoke.
第二方面。
Secondly，
嫉妒。
Jealousy.
哎呀，嫉妒就不用说了哈。
We don't even need to mention that.
这个嫉妒真的比什么都可怕。
When you're jealous or envy, that's is worse than anything else.
保罗在这节圣经告诉我们的事情。
The things that Paul is telling us in this verse, in this part of the Bible.
当我们没有活在圣灵里面。
When we're not living in the Holy Spirit.
我们活在肉体的里面。
When we're living in the flesh.
我们对人就是这样。
This is the way we treat others.
当我们觉得我们比别人差的时候。
When we feel that we're worse off than the other people.
我们就羡慕嫉妒恨。
And then we're just so jealous of them. Or we're envious of them.
当我们觉得我们比别人厉害的时候
When we feel that we're better than the other people
我们比别人优秀的时候
When we're better than the others
我们比别人成功的时候
When we're more successful than the others
我们就会触怒别人
Then we try to provoke other people
我们就要好好的让人家看一看
Well, we want to show to other people
其实是因为我们心里看不起那些比我们差的人。
In actuality, it's because in our heart we despise these people who's worse off than we are.
可是我们心里又非常太看得起那些我们觉得比我们厉害的人。
And sometimes we view too much of the people we feel who feel that.
你知道，当你在羡慕嫉妒别人的时候。
Because when you're jealous or envious of other people.
你就把你羡慕嫉妒的那个对象。想得太伟大了。
You think too much of those people that you think they're better or you're envious of.
如果上帝答应你。
Because if God has promised you.
你羡慕他。
And you're envious of him.
给你换个角色好不好
?So we'll reverse your role, okay?
让你做他让他做你。
So you become him and he will become you.
我保证你不到三天你就后悔。
I will guarantee you that in less than 3 days you will regret.
因为你不知道别人的痛苦。
Because you don't know of the other people.
我们的哦，他那么好，他那么好。
Because you feel that they are so good, everything is so better.
我们会有这样子的态度。
The reason we have such kind of attitude.
因为我们是一个 kenodosius 的人。
Because we are a kenodosius.
我们就是对自己没有一个正确的认识。
Because we do not have an accurate knowledge of ourselves.
因为我们根本还没有真的明白什么叫做因信称义的真理。
Because we totally did not really understand the truth of being justified by faith.
我们努力的想要靠我们的表现来决定我们的价值。
We try to do our utmost to confirm our own value through our behavior.
来肯定我们自己。
To affirm ourselves.
无论是自大或者自卑。
Whether you're self-centered or you're self-pity.
都是活在攀比的世界里。
You're always living in the world of comparison.
也都是因为我们里面有一个极深的渴望，我们渴望得着注意，渴望得着虚名。
It's all because inside we have the deepest longing that we want to have the vanity name, vanity and self-respect.
因为我们是要靠自己的表现来决定自己的价值的时候。
When we try to use our own behavior to affirm our own value,
我们就忘记了我们的价值是建立在神的恩典上。
We forgot that our value is really built on the grace of God.
这是为什么当我们觉得自己是赢家的时候我们肯定要炫耀。
Because that is why when we feel that we're a winner, we definitely want to show off.
当我们觉得自己是输家的时候呢我们又自卑然后又嫉妒。
Then when we feel that we're a loser, then we have self-pity and we're jealous.
因信称义的真理。
The truth of being justified by faith.
让我们不但是借着信耶稣最可以得到赦免。
Not only that through our believing in Jesus that we are sins will be forgiven.
与基督联合成为一个新造的人。
To be united with Christ to become a new creation.
我们和神有了新的关系。
That we have a new relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系不是建立在我们的表现上。
Our relationship with God is not built on our behavior.
我们的价值也不建立在我们的表现上。
And our value is also not built on our behavior and performance.
当我们认识这个真理的时候，
When we understand this truth,
我们可以单单依靠耶稣为我们所成就的恩典而活。
We can simply just trust on Jesus Christ's grace that he has accomplished for us.
我们是谦卑。
When we humble,
你认识这个真理，你就谦卑。
When you understand this truth, you will be humble.
因为你知道我们是一个蒙恩的罪人。
Because you realize that we are sinners saved by grace.
我们谦卑，我们不自卑。
When we humble, but we're not self-pitying.
因为我们知道神如此的爱我们。
Because we know God so loves us.
他把他的儿子给了我们。
He has given us his son.
他把天上地下一切的福气都在他儿子耶稣基督里给了我们。
He has given all blessings, heaven and earth, through his son Jesus Christ to us.
我们还有什么可以自卑的？
What else is there for us to cause us to be humble?
我们对着人生充满着信心。
That we should be full of confidence to us.
不是对我们的能力有信心。
Is not to have faith in our own ability.
是因为圣灵已经住在我们的里面。
It's because the Holy Spirit is already dwelling in us.
他把神一切要给我们的祝福成为一个值摆在我们里面。
He used all the blessings that God wants to give to us. He's just put it in us.
福音的真理。
The truth of the gospel.
不只是影响到我们死了以后的光景。
Not only will influence our afterlife situation.
福音的真理影响到我们今天活在时间和空间里面。
The truth of the gospel influences our current life and dimensions.
我们可以不自卑也不骄傲地面对这个世界。
We can face this world without being self-pity or being proud.
我们是神所爱的孩子。
We are children loved by God.
我们有尊贵的身份。
We have a noble identity.
我们没有自卑的权利。
We do not have the right to be self-pitying.
我们所有的一切。
Or everything that we have.
都是神的恩典。
They are all through the grace of God.
我们没有骄傲的本钱。
We do not have the price to pay for that, to be proud.
福音的真理
the truth of the gospel,
让我们真实的自由
cause us to be truly free.
我们不需要努力去行律法来赢取神的接纳。
We don't have to do our utmost to observe the law to win the acceptance of God.
我们更不要害怕我们犯了什么错误就让我们失去了一切。
We don't need to be afraid to feel that if we make any mistakes, we'll lose everything.
因为神是用那永远不改变的爱来爱我们。
Because God is loving us with never changing love.
我们不需要跟任何人比。
We do not need to compare with any other people.
别人有什么。
And any other people.
别人做什么。
Whatever they do and say.
那是神在他生命中的带领。
This is a leading by God in his life.
神在我们生命中给我们的带领。
And God in our lives to leading that he has given us.
绝对是最好的。
It's absolutely the best.
是好到我们将来到天上我们都不能够相信怎么会这么好。
It's so good that one day when we have and we cannot believe that how can it be so good?
只有一个人真的在这个真理上能够清醒的人。
And only when a person is truly rooted in this belief,
我们可以跟爱哭的人同哭。
We can weep with those who is sad and crying.
我们可以跟喜乐的人一同欢乐。
We can rejoice with those who is being joyful.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
我们已经是自由了。
We already free.
我们生下来就是自由的。
We are born free.
千万不要再回到 Kenodosius 那条老路上。
Absolutely do not return to the old path of Kenodosius.
每一次你发现你的肉体里面有骄傲、有嫉妒、有炫耀出现的时候
，Every time when you discover in your life that you have pride, you have jealous, and you have the old self，
这就是你要操练与圣灵一起跳舞的机会。
And this is the time when you need to practice dancing with the Holy Spirit.
让我们想一想。
Let us reflect on it.
神是用什么样的爱爱我们？
What kind of love is God using to love us?
所以在现在这个情况，我应该怎么跟圣灵同步？
Therefore, under such current situation, how can I keep in the same step as the Holy Spirit?
当你这样做的时候，
When you do it this way,
圣灵的果子就在生命中出现。
The fruits of the Holy Spirit will then appear in your life.
我们不再高看自己。
We no longer view ourselves as too high.
我们也不会期待别人为我们做什么。
And we also do not expect other people to do whatever for us.
我们更不可能轻看别人。
We can all the more we are not able to, we cannot despise other people.
因为圣灵提醒我们。
Because the Holy Spirit reminds us.
我们自己的罪
Our own sins,
我们自己的不配
Our unworthiness,
圣灵更让我们看清楚
The Holy Spirit also enables us to see more clearly
那个现在很惹你生气的人
The person who's always provoking you to anger now
他在神的眼中是何等的宝贵和重要
How precious and important he is in the eyes of God
你愿意这样操练的时候
When are you willing to exercise and practice like that?
看别人比自己强就不再是一个空洞的命令。
When you view other people as better than you are will no longer be an empty command.
我们对我们周围的任何一个人
Towards any other people near us.
我们不再会想怎么利用他。
We no longer will try to we feel how we should be using them.
怎么从他身上得好处。
How to gain any benefits from them?
我们只会想到
We will only think
我们怎么样可以来服侍这个人
How we can serve this person?
当我们跟圣灵一起学着跳舞的时候
When we learn together with the Holy Spirit how to dance
我们不再会说我比你厉害让我露一手给你瞧瞧吧。
We no longer will say, I'm better than you are. Let me show you how to do it.
我们也不会说你有什么了不起。
We will no longer say, what's so good about you?
我就是不爽你总可以吧。
I am just not happy with what you're doing.
相反的。
And on the opposite, on the contrary.
我们看到我们周围的人。
We can see the people around us.
我们知道他是神造的。
We know that he's created by God.
是神拯救的。
He's saved by God.
是神宝贝的孩子。
He's a precious child of God.
有神的荣耀的形象在他身上。
He has a glorious image of God in him.
我如果有机会可以为这样的人做一点什么。
If I have an opportunity to do anything for this person.
这是多么幸福多么快乐的事情。
What a blessing that is and how happy that would be.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
与圣灵一起跳舞。
Dancing with the Holy Spirit.
不要变成 kenodosius.
Don't become a kenodosius.
你的人际关系。
Your human relationship.
就会越来越美好。
Will become more and more good and beautiful.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you and praise you.
如果没有你的救赎
，Without your salvation,
我们都陷在自我的咒诅里面。
We will all fall into the trap of self-cursing.
我们不但伤害自己
，Not only do we harm ourselves.
我们伤害的都是爱我们的人。
And we harm so many other people who love us.
亲自毁了一切你所赐福的美好关系。
We will destroy personally with all the beautiful relationship that you have blessed us with.
我们千感谢你，万感谢你。
We give you so many, many thanks.
你拯救了我们。
That you have saved us.
你让我们今天有自由了。
You have given us freedom today.
求你指教我们。
We ask that you will teach us.
用着你给我们的自由。
Using the freedom that you've given us.
学习与圣灵同步。
To learn to keep in the same step as the Holy Spirit.
好让我们今天在地上
so that today on earth,
我们就可以享受美好的人际关系
we may be able to enjoy beautiful human relationship.
我们把一切的感谢赞美都归给你
we give you all the praises and thanks to you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名
we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
朋友你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。